I'm Madonna Guy. Let's talk about something that affects almost every family I've worked with in my 31 years as a naturopath: blood sugar, insulin resistance, and the fear that comes with diabetic testing. And now let's talk about how TriGLP fits into this, not as a medication, not as a replacement for medical care, but as a gut brain metabolic support tool that helps the body communicate properly again. We all know about type 1 and type 2 diabetes, but there's also what researchers call type 3 diabetes, the insulin resistance patterns linked with dementia and Alzheimer's. And here's the thing, all three types have one thing in common: broken communication between the gut, the brain, and the metabolism. So, TriGLP doesn't treat diabetes. That's not what we're talking about here. It doesn't replace medication and it doesn't override your physiology. But what it does do, and what the research on GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP shows, is support the pathways that influence appetite signaling, blood sugar regulation, nutrient absorption, inflammation, gut barrier integrity, and metabolic communication. These are the same pathways that are disrupted in type 1, type 2, and type 3 diabetes. So, firstly, let's talk about type 1 diabetes. This is the autoimmune disease. In type 1 diabetes, the pancreas isn't producing insulin. TriGLP doesn't change that, but what it can support is gut repair, nutrient absorption, inflammation reduction, protein utilization, and metabolic stability. And anyone living with type 1 knows when the gut is calmer and nutrients are actually being absorbed, everything feels more stable. Type 2 diabetes is where insulin resistance kick in. So it's not about a lack of insulin, it's that the cells aren't listening to it. So again, this is where GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP research gets really interesting. These peptides help regulate satiety, blood sugar response, gastric emptying, inflammation, and nutrient uptake. So when people use the TriGLP, they often notice steadier energy, fewer crashes, better appetite regulation, improved digestion, and better protein utilization. These are supportive, not medical outcomes, but they matter. Now let's chat about type 3 diabetes, dementia, and Alzheimer's, and where this TriGLP peptide combo can really help. Research calls Alzheimer's type 3 diabetes because the brain becomes insulin resistant. And the brain loves GLP-1 signaling. It's also involved in neuroinflammation, mitochondrial function, nutrient delivery, and synaptic health. Again, TriGLP isn't a treatment, but supporting gut-brain peptides is a naturopathic no-brainer for anyone wanting to protect cognitive health. Now let's talk about the tests that scare people into medication. And I'm not saying people don't need medication, but the part that nobody warns us about is that these tests terrify people into thinking that they're broken. You know the ones: HbA1c, fasting glucose, fasting insulin, oral glucose tolerance tests, continuous glucose monitors, lipid panels, C-peptide, GAD antibodies, APOE status, and brain imaging for cognitive decline. These tests are important, absolutely, but the way that they're often delivered, terrifying, disempowering, and sometimes used to push people into medication before they've even had a chance to understand what's happening or do any research. As a naturopath, I've spent decades helping people understand what these numbers are: information, not a life sentence. They show patterns, they show stress, they show inflammation, and they show communication breakdowns. And that's exactly where tools like TriGLP can support the body by helping restore the communication between the gut, the brain, and the metabolism. So, whether you're dealing with type 1, type 2, or the cognitive patterns we call type 3, TriGLP isn't about weight loss. It's about balance, it's about repair, and it's about supporting the pathways that help your body feel safe enough to regulate itself again. And when the body feels safe, everything changes. You're not broken, Your numbers aren't a threat and your body isn't failing you. It's communicating. And when we support these signals with nourishment, with peptides, with education, and calm, the whole body begins to shift. There are many things we can do for diabetes naturopathically. This is just my new little favorite in the last few months. Have a fabulous day.